some of the structures still exist. So it's still a terrorist organisation. It's still a proscribed organisation. Well, it's our assessment, as we said in 2015, was for things like providing communication within the broader Republican movement for keeping the so-called volunteers on board with the peace process. I would say
The TV's Jim Allister with us today. Your reaction to what the Chief Constable has said, Jim?
Well, I'm not surprised that the IRA still exists. I think that's been pretty clear for some time. And indeed, there's no compulsion on them, as it were, not least none from the Chief Constable, not to exist. Because one of the issues that this raises is, what is the Chief Constable doing about the fact that we have an illegal organisation still in existence and he knows about it? And what are those structures as in 2015? Is it still got an army council? And is that an army council which is still directing Sinn Féin as well as the IRA? And, you know, it's illegal to belong to an illegal organisation. It's a criminal offence to belong to an illegal organisation. And to be a member of an army council is to put you in a position of criminal conspiracy. So I would have thought that there's much that the Chief Constable needs to be doing and answering the question, what has he done about it? That's the first point. The second point is...
Jim, but also in parallel to what you're saying, the Chief Constable was making it clear last night that one of the things that he believes this IRA, provisional IRA structure is doing is keeping its members wedded to the peace process.
The Chief Constable is the Chief Constable for policing organisation whose duty it is to stamp out criminality. Belonging to an illegal organisation is criminality. So why is he turning a blind eye to it? And if he is, why is he? Why is he not going after those he knows are part?
Well, it's one thing having intelligence that it exists and another having enough evidence to make arrests.
In the 3 years since he conceded this, what steps have they taken to gather evidence? Is there just a laissez-faire attitude from the Chief Constable in this? But I was going to say it also has continuing ramifications for the political situation, because the 2015 assessment from the government was that the Army Council was there. It was directing political affairs through Sinn Féin as well as the IRA, and therefore it raises the big political question, why every other day have we the DUP declaring itself more than willing to get back into government with a Sinn Féin, which, according to this assessment, is controlled by an illegal army council? So it has political ramifications.
Well, George Hamilton did not say the army council was controlling Sinn Féin. He did not say that.
In or about the same time, the government panel, which was set up, said that. And
George Hamilton, to be fair to you, said last night that nothing has changed from 2015.
Yes. We've had no retreat from what was said by the government panel. So the political point is still there. But from the Chief Constable's point of view, the criminality point is there. And I find it rather disconcerting that a Chief Constable in charge of ensuring law and order seems to have a pretty laid-back attitude to the existence of an illegal organisation.
Well, let's talk about the real world now as well, Jim. And I'm not suggesting what you've just said isn't the real world, but there's another real world, isn't there, where some people might be thinking, hold on, what would you rather have? Would you rather have this provisional IRA structure not existing and members who had belonged to it involved in all sorts of criminality and no control over those type of people? Or would you rather have this structure, which the Chief Constable is saying is not involved in violence, is not advocating violence, but this structure is controlling its members to keep to the peace process?
Well, my answer to that is, who is the police service in Northern Ireland? Is it the PSNI or is it the Provisional IRA? Because what you've just postulated is that the Provisional IRA have some policing role? No, that's the way to anarchy in any society, and no society should be settling for that, and no Chief Constable should be settling for that.
Why do you think he said this last night? Sam McBride was saying he is a Sam McBride saying that he's a very seasoned police officer. He's an astute political mind. When he was asked the question, he didn't duck it. He did duck other questions. He didn't duck this one.
I suspect he said it because it's the truth that the IRA does still exist, and he's the best person